As you're settling in, I wanted to read another quote. This one's speaking towards emotions. This is by a psychotherapist named Matt Licata. He's also an author, and he does a lot of work around the connections of psychology and meditative traditions. All these quotes and poems or anything we will be sharing with you at the end of the training. This is what he says. When you find yourself triggered, when your emotional world is on fire and you're hooked into shame, blame, and rage, when you notice you are practicing self-aggression, spiraling into addictive behavior, or complaining about your life, slow way down. Return to the aliveness of your body and listen. For you need yourself now more than ever. Something is attempting to break through out of the murky darkness and into conscious awareness. Some unmet feeling, some abandoned aspect of yourself, some underlying state of vulnerability. What is it? What is knocking on the door of your heart, longing to be reorganized and integrated back into wholeness? Look carefully, as your unlived life is always appearing before you. Provide sanctuary for these visitors, and their wisdom will be revealed. Let the sense of hearing open. Noticing all the sounds going on the outside the room or the building that you're in. Notice the mind labeling sounds or having preferences. And can you simply be ears taking in the vibration of the sounds outside the building or the room? And then opening to sounds within the room or the building. Just ears listening. And then noticing any sounds happening within inside the body. Maybe you can hear your breath when you swallow, digestion. Fully arriving here, now, in the body. Perhaps sensing the surface below, offering support. And with the next few breaths, allowing yourself to settle, to be held by that support. And opening to the sensations within the heart space, or maybe for you, it's the belly, dropping down out of thinking, down into heart mind or instinctual knowing that wisdom that's within and all around. And from this feeling space of wisdom, just note what it is that your heart is longing for. Maybe it's asking yourself the question, like, what calls you to meditation? What does the heart want to say yes to? The mind might try to come up with an answer, but can you rest in this mysterious space of not knowing if that's present for you? The answer to these heartfelt questions, again, might not arise in a way that makes sense to the mind right now. And sensing into this heartfelt longing as if it has been fulfilled. This is how you're living now. What does it feel like to be living this way? What would it feel like if you did know? And then notice if there is an intention specific to this practice today. Perhaps an intention that in its own way supports this heartfelt longing. Could be an intention to meet feelings and emotions. Whatever your intention is, be clear and make sure that the whole body is in agreement with it. And adjust if necessary. And then letting this intention go for now, and it can come back to support you throughout the practice if you like. And then tune into the body, feeling any signs of aliveness, maybe warmth, maybe pulsing, vibration, tingling, maybe even like dullness. Sensing into this presence that in one way it's personal, it's this life force energy moving through us, but you can also feel into it in an impersonal way. We're sensing this bubbling aliveness humming along within us and everything around us. Presence of being. And this might open you into an inner resource. And if it doesn't, then use memory, use imagination as that portal to bring you in to this feeling of well-being. Maybe it's a feeling of ease. Maybe it's a neutrality or okayness. Maybe it's joy. And if you're using memory or imagination, see if you can drop the images and connect with how those images feel. This felt sense of well-being in the body. You might notice if there is a word that best describes this inner resource. Sometimes this inner resource can be a wordless place. Simply sensation. And as we move through this practice, when you hear me asking you to connect with your inner resource of well-being, you might use your word, your portal, to help open you into this place within where we are secure, in a sense of ease, maybe even like a simple satisfaction, feeling of connection. You could also stay with this inner resource for the rest of the practice. That could be really nourishing. But if you'd like to follow along with me, then bring your attention to the mouth. The mouth as sensation. Perhaps noticing areas of tension in the jaw, not trying to change anything, just being with the mouth, just as it is. Feeling into the left ear and the right ear. Both ears simultaneously. And so in a way, we're widening, we're opening to like a wide angle lens to sense both ears. Left nostril. Right nostril. The whole nose. Left eye. Right eye. Both eyes as one sensation. Feeling the whole face. Crown of the head, back of the head. You feel the whole head as one sensation. Back of the neck, front of the throat. And during the pause after the next exhalation, gather the saliva in the mouth and swallow, feeling inside the throat. Meeting the left shoulder, just as it is. The right shoulder. Both shoulders and the neck. And the head. Sensing shoulders and feeling sensation down through the arms and into the hands. And noticing if there is a sensation of aliveness within the arms and hands, warmth, tingling, pulsing. Feeling the left half of the torso. Right half of the torso. Front of the torso. Back of the torso. The roof of the torso, floor of the torso. Widening attention to sense the whole torso as one sensation. feeling the aliveness, perhaps, within the torso. Sensing the hips, legs, feet. Sensing the feet, legs, hips, torso, arms, shoulders, neck, and head, the whole body, alive with sensation. And as you feel, sense the body, the whole body, can you connect with the feeling, the well-being of your inner resource? And the breath. Notice the breath. Breath flowing in and out. Not trying to change it in any way. And now sensing the left nostril. And as you inhale, feel the left nostril. Pause at the top to sense the right nostril. And as you exhale, feeling the right nostril. Inhale, feeling, sensing the right nostril. Pausing at the top. Taking the time to let the sensations of the left nostril blossom. And as you exhale, sensing left nostril. Inhale, sensing left nostril. And if this practice feels appropriate to you, continue on your own. If it doesn't feel right, just let it go and stay with the natural breath. My voice will go silent for 1 minute so that you can experience this alternate side breathing, and you might expand it from the nostril to the whole side of the body. So inhaling, feeling the whole side as one sensation, exhale the whole side of the body. Let the minute start now. Feeling one half the body, then the other, as you breathe. And if it feels right, as you're sensing one half of the body, can you welcome in the inner resource of well-being? And then as you're exhaling and inhaling and sensing the other half of the body, can you connect with your inner resource of well-being? The next inhalation, as you pause at the top, sense the whole body. Exhale, sensing the whole body. Inhale, sensing the whole body, the whole body. Perhaps radiant with sensation. Weaving in the inner resource as you sense the whole body. And letting everything except the inner resource drop away. And you could choose to stay here with the inner resource, or you might notice if there is an emotion present. So just noting any emotion. Maybe there's a label to this emotion, like maybe it's an emotion of confusion or feeling worried. Noticing if there's shape or texture or color. There may or may not be. As you're noticing this emotion, notice if there's an age to it. And as you're noticing all of this, weaving in the inner resource of peace or well-being, okayness, noticing if there's any beliefs, memories, stories about why the emotion is arising. Any preferences in regards to wanting more of this emotion or wishing you had less of it. As you're noticing all this, weaving in the inner resource as best you can. And what if you peel off all the labels, the beliefs, the narratives, the preferences, and meet this emotion as a felt sense. Does the feeling of this emotion reside in a specific area of the body? Is it more diffuse? Move beyond the body? Body might light up in some areas with lighting up with sensation. And I'm not saying that you should feel this. Notice if you do. Sometimes it's very subtle. And know that it's really normal as we're diving into the feeling, the felt sense of the emotion, for the thoughts to come up and memories and preferences, and just acknowledge that when it happens and then come back to the sensation in the body. And keep coming back again and again. meeting this guest by feeling it. And as you're tuning in to this felt sense or the somatic experience of the emotion, can you weave in the inner resource? And just allowing yourself now to let everything except the inner resource drop away. And it doesn't mean that it goes away. It's everything is still here, but we're sort of highlighting something. We're bringing it into the forefront of awareness. You could stay with this felt sense of the inner resource, or you might notice if there are other feelings of well-being here. Maybe feelings of joy, perhaps gratitude, love. Or maybe it's so subtle today, it's like a whisper of ease, okayness. And with each breath, have a sense of expanding these feelings of well-being throughout the body. Maybe there's a color or a vibratory sensation. If it feels right with each breath, you could expand this well-being beyond the body, feeling it like as the warmth that emanates out into the space around us from our body. Perhaps expanding out even beyond there. And resting back here with these feelings of well-being or any sort, or just resting, not trying to cultivate anything. And noticing just all the perceptions that are here, sensations, emotions, thoughts, sounds, etc. Resting back, observing, feeling yourself as this witnessing presence. Observing all the perceptions. And what does it feel like to be resting as this witnessing presence? Just this. We're through this, we're feeling into our wholeness. And from this wholeness, you might reflect back upon this practice and everything that we touched on, all of the thoughts, images, beliefs, all of emotions, energies, sensations, all the different qualities that have been here. And noticing yourself as this witnessing presence. And a moment to connect with the heartfelt desire. Feeling this. And just noticing sometimes at the end of the practice, it might feel a little different, it might feel the same. But we're feeling this as if the longing has already been fulfilled and we're. This is our truth. And you might notice if there is an intention that you'd like to take with you into the world that supports you with this heartfelt desire. Feeling yourself as this witnessing presence, open, curious, kind, stepping back now into the body, the personality, knowing that we're this beautiful paradox of this that is whole, needs nothing, and this body and mind that has wants and needs. We're all of this. And let yourself begin to breathe a little bit deeper. You might start to wiggle the fingers and the toes. The body just quite naturally might want to move and stretch. We bring ourselves back to the waking world. And you might open and close the eyes a few times, just taking in your environment, eyes open, eyes closed. And now that you're not moving from laying down to sitting yet, although you can if you want to, but just note again, were there any intentions that presented themselves at the end of the practice? There may or may not be. Helpful to write these things down. And if you're laying down, you might slowly begin to bring yourself back to vertical. And then know if there is nowhere that you need to be soon. You don't need to cross any streets or drive or do anything. You can feel free to rest. But if you're bringing yourself up to sitting, take a moment, drop back in, and notice, how are you now, given all that we've done? And there's no right way to feel at the end of the practice. Sometimes a practice like this is deeply relaxing. Sometimes our true level of fatigue or anxiety presents itself when we slow down like this. So there's no right way to be. And if you would think of one word that best describes how you are right now, and you might just note that to yourself for the moment or jot it down. And then before we come back together as the group for any questions or reflections on this practice, I'd like you to begin to look around your environment and encourage you to turn all the way around. Find a color in your environment. And as you slowly scan all the way around to the other side, see if you can find that color or different shades of it as you cross and look all the way around. And once you've looked all the way around, you might find a different color or the same. And as you slowly scan back the other way and take your time, just notice that color or different shades of it. And once you finish that, coming back to center, feeling yourself supported perhaps by a chair, if your feet are on the ground, feel the ground.